Welcome to the Gathered Podcast. When Jesus told parables, he would craft these, pulling from what people knew and from existing stories. Jesus was very much aware that the people who he was talking to needed some kind of anchoring point to get the theological and societal concepts he was imparting. Yet, Jesus's parables are as effective today as they were more than 2,000 years ago. This is a testament to Jesus's ability to make plain what was once complicated, and a testament to the fact that humanity has faced similar problems since time immemorial. What is interesting about Jesus's parables, and any parable really, is that they are often more profound than what they seem. Let's take the parable of the unforgiving servant, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, for example. Jesus uses this parable to explain his response to Peter when Peter had asked how many times he should forgive his brother. 70 times 7, or 77 times, depending on the translation, was Jesus' response. The number here is not the point. Rather, Jesus was saying that one should forgive over and above the quote-unquote acceptable amount. In our dealings with other human beings, we should want to do more than the bare minimum. Jesus goes on with the parable, which in short is telling us that we need to reflect on how we've been forgiven and learn to forgive others. It is here that we are reminded that Jesus' teachings were, and I believe still are, radical to human nature. For it is quite natural to hold on to a grudge, to never forgive, and to always distrust. Here, we should note that Jesus was concerned with interpersonal relationships, not the relationships of leaders to those they lead and things of that nature. That he addresses later. So we too, today, use this to focus on just interpersonal relationships, as addressing this issue here allows us to scale it to larger societal reform later. But why do we have to learn to forgive? As the parable shows us, the unforgiving servant had himself been forgiven, yet he was incapable of forgiving. The amount that the unforgiving servant had been forgiven didn't matter, nor did the fact that he had just been spared a terrifying fate. The man could not forgive, for he had not internalized forgiveness. When we read the parable, we see that the man had been forgiven a debt of 10,000 talents, the equivalent of 15 years of pay for a laborer. Yet the man he so severely accosted only owed him 100 denarii, the equivalent of a day's pay. When we take this to the theological and psychological space, we often minimize how much we've been forgiven by God and by others, and we tend to maximize how much others owe us. To live life this way is to be miserable. This is what Jesus was warning his listeners about. The parable tells us today that we need to learn to be forgiven and to forgive. When we reflect on what Jesus has done for us, we should feel unworthy. We should feel that which Paul calls godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. The reason that we should feel this is because we must constantly keep present that we too were once sinners. We too failed God, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Paul did this constantly. He reminded people that he was the worst of sinners, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He recognized his part in attacking the early Christians. But rather than this becoming a weakness, it became his strength, that base from which he could understand and help others. Once we realize that we are better because of Christ's forgiveness, then it helps us forgive others, especially those who ask for our forgiveness. On the contrary, when we don't know how to forgive and internalize forgiveness, we carry burdens that weigh us down. Imagine it. You remember every slight against you, and instead of letting them go, you relive them every time you think about them. The person who slighted you has long since forgotten what they've done, more so if it was unintentional. But you are being consumed by it, prodded and poked by it. This is no way to live. The consequence of not forgiving is not having peace. It is turmoil. This is why forgiveness is needed. If you hold on to a grudge rather than forgive, all you will do is condemn yourself to be tortured. In the parable, the Lord condemns the man due to his unforgiving and unjust actions. The reality is that in life there won't be someone to condemn you this way. There will be no Lord to bring down justice directly upon you. But that's not the point of the parable. Rather, the point is that you will suffer if you do not learn to forgive and let go. Realistically speaking, our lives are filled with people and events that hurt us, disappoint us, and do us wrong. I believe Jesus understood this better than most, and he understood that if we held on to that pain, all we would do is become miserable, consumed from the inside. The act of forgiving someone isn't removing the consequences of their actions. Note that in the parable, the unforgiving servant didn't ask for the debt to be removed, but rather to be given time to pay it off. The Lord graciously forgave the debt, but he also would have been right in giving the servant the time to pay off his debt. The act of forgiveness instead is the act of letting go of the grudge. Yes, it gives emotional and spiritual freedom to the transgressor to correct their ways, but it does more for the aggrieved, as it allows them to let go and move on from the hurtful action or event. Forgiveness is a balm that soothes the wound. Thus, what Jesus wanted us to take away from the parable is that we have to know that we are forgiven. We have to internalize that. And in turn, we must also be willing and able to forgive. If we do this, our lives, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, will be that much better. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Elvis, and we'll talk again soon.